When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 8th edition. Hope you all had a great Wednesday. Lots of fun there. Great American Small Park, baby. That was a good one. Put up 180-something points, got like top 20th. Like, it was a wild night on the diamond, so we'll see what we can do for you on Thursday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. On Thursday, we have a five-game early and a five-game main slate. The 5-game early starts at 12:35 p.m. Pacific time, or Eastern time, sorry. And the main slate starts at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. So we're going to do quick run-throughs of both for you. On the early slate, Dodgers-Reds 10, Diamondbacks Nationals 8.5, Orioles-Brewers 9, Giants-Rockies 11.5. My goodness. We're still waiting on a total on Minnesota and Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay is likely going to start Yonny Chirinos, but that is to be determined. They have Tyler Glass now in for now, but the latest report I saw was Yonny Chirinos, so we shall see. All right, the pitching, though, on this early Thursday slate, I'm looking at Merrill Kelly, $9,400 at the Washington Nationals. Kelly has been just a model of consistency right now. He's got a great floor with the ceiling, 7 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks his last time out, 6 or more Ks in 5 of his last 6 starts. That's what we're looking for on these DFS slates, and he's facing a Washington Nationals team. They're pesky. We know it. Only a 16% K rate versus righties over the last 3 weeks, 274, 187 average. But on this slate, with not much going, I want the floor play. Give me Merrill Kelly at $9,400. A couple others. You could honestly look at Josiah Gray at $7,100 versus the D-backs. I'll pass, but on this slate, I get it. Another one you could look at is Kyle Bradish at $6,700. He's kind of an all or nothing. You know, 8 points his last time, 18, 3.3, 24, and 23. Like, he's shown signs of being very, very good. His bad starts were on the road. The starts on the road. So kind of pick your poison there. But he is facing a Milwaukee Brewers team that strikes out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting 208 with the 160 ISO over the last 3 weeks. So Kyle Bradish should probably be my SP2. Josiah Gray right behind him. It's a rough slate. I'll probably play a single entry and give me Merrill Kelly and Kyle Bradish on this one. If we're looking at bats on this early five-game slate, we're just going to run through this quickly. Catcher position, we want the Dodgers versus Ashcraft. It's very simple. So Will Smith at 57 is totally good. Don't mind Baltimore versus Ray either. Those, you got Rushman at 54. There he's in play for you. Giants versus Chase Anderson will be very big as well. But Tyler Stevenson versus Kershaw, I think Cincinnati is a great contrarian play versus Kershaw at $4,100. Patrick Bailey had the day off on Wednesday. I expect him back in Thursday. He's $3,600. That's a good piece of savings there with Patrick Bailey. If you're not using Kyle Bradish, Vic Caratini's $3,100. He usually plays getaway day games. So he would be a nice little punt play for you as well. First base position, Freddie Freeman at $5,900 is awesome versus Ashcraft. No doubt about it. Labonte Wade Jr. is up to $4,800. Still a very solid play in that matchup. Spencer Steer at 43 is awesome. It's great because when you're facing someone that's got Freddie Freeman in the same game, Spencer Steer goes like he's like 7% roster, where everybody else in the game was like chalk, chalk, chalk. So that helped a bunch move you up standings. So Spencer Steer at 43 would be someone to look at. If you want to go Arizona versus Josiah Gray, I get it. Christian Walker be 4,100. Nolan Jones, he had a combo meal for us on Wednesday. He's first base outfield eligible going up against Alex Cobb. He's $3,900. He'd be another one to look at here. I'm a Bailey Ober fan, but this could be the day when you got Colorado in play, you got Great American Small Park in play. It's a five-game slate where you might have to be a little more contrarian in tournaments. Tampa Bay versus Bailey Ober could be your jam. And I only say that because we know Tampa Bay is one of the best teams in all of baseball. It's very, very simple. Outside of like the Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay offense is crushing it better than most in all of baseball. And I just wanted to bring up Bailey Ober's stats real quick just because he's been good. I think the hype is better than the results on the season. Like, he's a good pitcher. I think a lot of that's due to the fact that pitching's so volatile this season that Ober's great. Six shutouts, three Ks last time out. Five innings, two earned seven Ks. Five innings, four earned two Ks. He's getting the job done, but he's, you know, it just feels like there's so much more to come. He's given up an 83% zone contact. He's making guys chase a lot. That's the thing, a 39% O swing. So Ober's been good in that result. But what I'm saying, Tampa Bay's your contrarian play. Like, because I even think if people want to be contrarian off of Coors and Great American, they go like Arizona. Tampa Bay is the one I want if you want to be different. And Luke Raley, this is where this is all going, full circle. Luke Raley is first base outfield eligible. He's $3,400 versus Bailey Ober. Actually, while I got Bailey Ober's page up here, let's dig in a little more. I was trying to figure out this potential deal. And, you know, on the season here, I wouldn't say reverse splits because it's just very small sample. 216 for righties, 196 for lefties, two homers for lefties, one homer for righties. He's been good. There's no denying it. I just feel like there's a oops coming eventually. He's striking out 26% of righties, only 19% of lefties, walking almost 9% of lefties. He has a 5.24 xFIP versus lefties versus a 3.71 xFIP versus righties. So you could see a little more damage with lefties in that regard. And we're going to go with that. We're going to stick there, see what happens. He gives up a lot of fly balls too, like a 53% fly ball rate to lefties, 51% to righties. Eventually, some of those might turn into home runs. That's what you're looking for in a tournament, folks. It's a tournament play. So it was Luke Raley at 34. All right, back to the task at hand here. Emmanuel Rivera, keep playing him. He busted out again on Wednesday. I like him versus lefties over righties, but also take him for $3,100 for Josiah Gray. He's first base, third base eligible. So that's not too shabby. Ryan O'Hearn, weirdly playing well. He's $2,400. He went 0-for on Wednesday, but then went deep on Tuesday. He went deep a few games before that. O'Hearn's $2,400 versus Ray, so he'd be another cheapie if you need it. Second base position for you, got Mookie Betts at 6K is awesome. Duh. Thyro Estrada at 53 is fine. Ketel Marte at 5K is awesome. Jonathan Indy at 49. All these pay-up spots, great. If Chirinos is pitching, not Glass now, Jorge Polanco at 44 is going to go unowned, and that could be a nice sneaky tournament play as well. Taylor Walls of the Rays at $4,200 could be one to keep an eye on too. So just keep an eye on the news on Thursday morning about the pitching situation with Tampa Bay. Going down farther, Casey Schmitz, $3,800 in Coors. We like that very much. Other than that, though, Miguel Vargas, he went deep on Wednesday. He's 3K in Great American Small Park. He'd be one to have circled as well. Third base for you, Ryan McMahon and Coors at 52 is awesome, but Max Muncy at 5K, we love. Taylor Walls at 42 is just fine. Some cheaper options, Jaime Candelaria, if you're not using Kelly's 37. I like Gunnar Henderson a lot at $3,600. He returned from his back injury. He went 1-for-3 with a single on Wednesday. Boo-hoo, whatever. $3,600 is a good price tag. Same with Royce Lewis. He's $3,600. He's third base shortstop eligible, going up hopefully against Yonny Chirinos. So that'd be one to keep an eye on as well. And there's Emmanuel Rivera at 31. But in reality, what you're going to do, he's third base shortstop eligible now. That is awesome. Ellie De La Cruz is still only $2,900. It's going to be lefty-lefty, so I'm curious on how that's going to pan out. Actually, he's a switch hitter. Never mind. Ellie De La Cruz at $2,900 is pretty, pretty nice. Shortstop for you here. Wander Franco at 58 is awesome versus Ober, but Matt McClain against Kershaw at 45 is sneaky nice. He had at least one, if not two, stolen bases on Wednesday. Willie Adames is back. He's $3,900. One to look at. Ezekiel Tovar and Coors at 38. Casey Schmitt and Coors at 38. Royce Lewis at 36. Those are all really nice plays. Ellie De La Cruz at 29. Like I mentioned earlier, shortstop, third base eligible. I just keep playing De La Cruz. He has 51% rostered. It doesn't matter. Like, he's too cheap. He's far too cheap. He's going to be in the 5K range in no time. So enjoy that. Outfield, Mookie Betts. Corbin Carroll's awesome at 56. He had another monster game on Wednesday. Randy Arozarena with the walk-off bomb or a go-ahead bomb on Wednesday. He's 55. Those are both very, very nice. Keep playing Just Dongs Martinez. He's $5,100. Christian Yelich is not bad either. Conforto and Coors at 46, I can get behind that. Yastrzemski and Coors at 43 is not too shabby. Mitch Haniger at 41, like all those kind of discounted Coors prices. Nolan Jones and Coors at 39 is just fine. A nice little Tampa Bay piece here. Jose Siri at $3,700. I like that quite a bit if you're going the Tampa Bay route. Luke Rayleigh at 34 that we've talked about before. Going down below 3K now. Aaron Hicks is $2,900. He's having like a career resurgence with the Orioles. It's weird. He's hit safely in four straight games. That includes two home runs. It's bizarre. He's $2,900 versus Ray. That could be a nice value for you with Aaron Hicks. And then other than that, though, check your lineups because there will be a few guys. Like you might get Stuart Fairchild at 25. Ryan O'Hearn's down here at 24. He's first base outfield eligible. You might get DeLuca of the Dodgers at 23. We had some really cheap Will Benson of the walk-off homer. He's $2,200. So see what lineups pop out. You'll get a few more values there. So recapping the early five-game slate real quick for you. Pitching-wise, I'm kind of just looking at Merrill Kelly and Kyle Bradish in a single entry. You can make an argument for Josiah Gray. If Glasnow's pitching, that's awesome, but I don't think I'm going to go that direction. All right, let's look at the totals on the evening slate, starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. You get the Astros, Blue Jays, 8.5, Red Sox, Guardians, 8.5, Mets, Braves, 8.5, Cubs, Angels, 9. So it's an interesting slate when I peeked at this one earlier. Pitching's pretty decent. It's hard to find like a significant difference in certain spots. But if I'm looking at it right now, Spencer Strider's 12K at home against the New York Mets. Just love Spencer Strider. He should be the chalk for good reasons. But you got Framber Valdez at 10-4 against the Toronto Blue Jays. That's a sneaky nice spot there. Valdez kind of had a little hiccup recently, but overall the dude is still a beast. And when you look at the Toronto Blue Jays versus lefties over the last few weeks, 18.4% K rate, but only a 220 average and a .077 ISO. That bodes very, very, very well for Framber Valdez, and he could make for a nice pivot off of Spencer Strider. Strider is by far the elite play. Not going to sugarcoat that, but Valdez could be a nice little pivot there as well. But other than that, like you can take your Jose Barrios has been very good. Justin Verlander at $8,600. He bounced back in a big way against Toronto his last time out. That's probably the next dude to look at. It is Atlanta, though. We saw Scherzer get all the strikeouts. They fell apart in the sixth. He had two outs in the sixth, and it was double-double, single or something like that. So Verlander is 86. He's priced appropriately to make this work. The other guy I'd mention here is Aaron Civale. Aaron Civale, $7,800, returned from the IL. Five shutouts and 4Ks against Minnesota, against the Boston Red Sox, a team that doesn't strike out a ton. We know that, but a team that's still just not a world beater by any means. They are actually striking out 24% of the time. They're actually striking out more lately. 24% of the time over the last 3 weeks versus righties, hitting .234 with the .130 ISO. So Aaron Civale would be the dude I'd pair with Framber or Strider, but Verlander has a nice little piece of that action as well.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Some of the bats on this five-game main slate, evening slate, you could look at the likes of, this is where it gets tough. Francisco Alvarez hit his ninth home run of the season, but you're going up against Spencer Strider. So if you're feeling frisky, knock yourself out. Like Yan Gomes versus Detmers at 3K would be one I'd like a lot. Chad Wallach at $2,900 versus Drew Smyly. So that Chicago Angels game might be one we'll be looking to target for sure. Some other guys to look at. Yainer Diaz at $2,700 versus Jose Barrios, if you want to, would be another angle to go to. I like Miguel Amaya a ton at 24. That's probably the dude I'd pitch, especially hoping, crossing my fingers, he's in the lineup. That'd be one. One thing I'll mention right now is DraftKings has the White Sox-Yankees game not on the schedule because it's a doubleheader. Keep that in mind. So it's going to actually probably be a four-game slate when all things are said and done. So it's a little crappy. First base for you here. You got the likes of Larito versus Valdez. But Brandon Drury at 41, I love. Big fan of that one. We love him versus lefties. Josh Naylor at 34. He's facing the lefty, Dermody. It should be a bullpen game. So Josh Naylor at 34 is just fine in that matchup. Josh Bell at 26 as well is just fine in that matchup. Other than that, like Trey Mancini at 23 versus Detmers would be someone you could probably take a peek at as well. Second base for you, Nico Hoerner at 5K is totally good. Two bases back at 49. I don't mind Albies versus Verlander. I don't mind a Braves stack versus Verlander, hoping he scuffles again. Albies loves hitting home runs. Verlander will give up a few. Yeah, Brandon Drury at 41. We're on board with that as well. Going down cheaper, though, it's a bad slate, folks. It's like maybe take the night off, be my two cents. Luis Rengifo had a nice night on Tuesday. He's $2,200. There's so much value. If you stack the Angels Cubs, you could probably play Valdez and Strider. You could probably just do that if you want. Just gonna throw that out there right now. If you want to get, don't you have to get too cute. Third base, you got Rafael Devers at 52. That is very good. Chapman came back from his toe injury on Wednesday. He's 49 versus Valdez. You go down farther, it's so bad. Rendon, he's gonna probably be out. Rengifo again at 22. I guess if you want to take a chance with like an Austin Riley at 48 versus Verlander, that'd be one I'd look at. Like the Braves would be my contrarian stack on this slate. That's kind of the angle I'd go to. Shortstop, Bichette at 53 went deep again on Wednesday. He's kind of foolproof. Like if you want to use Valdez, use Bichette as a one-off, I'm cool with that. Not a problem. Dansby Swanson at 52 versus Detmers is fine. Jeremy Pena's out there. He's okay. Med Rosario returned on Wednesday's 37 versus Dermody. Yeah, not much else here, folks. Maybe Zach Neto at 26 versus Smyly. Again, you can play so many cheap Angels and Cubs. It's pretty, pretty crazy. And then in the outfield, you got Ronald Acuna at 64. I might just stack the Braves and say, screw it, and see where it goes. Or, you know, Otani versus Smyly at 61, Trout versus Smyly at 58. You got Yordan at 59. Just start taking some studs as one-offs. That's another option for you. But if you go farther down, you'll start getting some discounts real quick. I wish this White Sox-Yankees game was on the slate. It's a bummer, big-time bummer. But some cheaper ones here. Ian Happ's $4,200 versus Detmers. That's definitely worth a look. A few others for you. Taylor Ward at 34 is probably one of my more favorite plays. He was under the weather on Wednesday. That's why he wasn't in the lineup. Hopefully he's better for Thursday's game. He's $3,400 for Smyly. Farther down here, like Mark Canha. Michael Harris is heating up a little bit, folks. He's $3,100 for his Verlander. I will mention that. Corey Jolks is 28. He's a decent value for you on this slate. But yeah, Joe Adele, maybe he gets to start. He's $2,500. Again, another cheap Angel. So yeah, let's see what the lineups do. Will Brennan of Cleveland, he had three doubles on Tuesday. He's $2,200. He'd be a nice value as well. So yeah, I'll keep this simple. Pitching-wise, you got Strider, you got Valdez. Verlander's okay. Savali. Hitting-wise, it's rough. I like Cleveland versus Boston. I like a game stack of Chicago and LA. If you want to be contrarian, it's the Angels. That's where I'm going. These are it's a rough slate. The five-game early slate isn't great either, but it's a lot better than the evening slate. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe just take some time off and enjoy life. Breathe a little, significant other, whatever you got going on. We'll see how that goes. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Friday's action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 8th edition. I'm out.
Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.